Chapter 22.
Han finished his presentation, sat back in his chair, and waited. "Interesting," Card said, that faintly amused, totally non-committal expression of his hiding whatever it was he was really thinking. "Interesting indeed. I presume the Provisional Council would be willing to record legal guarantees of all this."
"We'll guarantee what we can," Han told him. "Your protection, legality of operation, and so forth. Naturally, we can't guarantee particular profit margins or anything like that."
"Naturally," Card agreed, his gaze shifting to Lando. "You've been rather quiet, General Calrissian. How exactly do you fit into all of this?"
"Just as a friend," Lando said. "Someone who knew how to get in touch with you. And someone who can vouch for Han's integrity and honesty."
A slight smile touched Card's lips. "Integrity and honesty," he repeated. "Interesting words to use in regard to a man with Captain Solo's somewhat checkered reputation." Han grimaced, wondering which particular incident Card might be referring to. There were, he had to admit, a fair number to choose from.
"Any checkering that existed is all in the past," he said.
"Of course," Card agreed. "Your proposal is, as I said, very interesting, but not, I think, for my organization."
"May I ask why not?" Han asked.
"Very simply, because it would look to certain parties as if we were taking sides," Card explained, sipping from the cup at his side. "Given the extent of our operations and the regions in which those operations take place, that might not be an especially politic thing to do."
"I understand,"
Han nodded.
"I'd like the chance to convince you that there are ways to keep your other clients from knowing about it."
Card smiled again. "I think you underestimate the Empire's intelligence capabilities, Captain Solo," he said. "They know far more about Republic movements than you might think."
"Tell me about it,"
Han grimaced, glancing at Lando.
"That reminds me of something else I wanted to ask you. Lando said you might know a slicer who was good enough to crack diplomatic codes."
Card cocked his head slightly to the side. "Interesting request," he commented. "Particularly coming from someone who should already have access to such codes. Is intrigue beginning to form among the New Republic hierarchy, perhaps?" That last conversation with Winter and her veiled warnings flashed through Han's mind.
"This is purely personal," he assured Card. "Mostly personal, anyway."
"Ah," the other said. "As it happens, one of the best slashers in the trade will be at dinner this afternoon. You'll join us, of course."
Han glanced at his watch in surprise. Between business and small talk, the 15-minute interview that Torv had promised him with Card had now stretched out into 2 hours.
"We don't want to impose on your time."
"It's no imposition at all," Card assured him, setting his cup down and standing. "With the press of business and all, we tend to miss the midday meal entirely, and compensate by pushing the evening dinner up to late afternoon."
"I remember those wonderful smuggler schedules,"
Han nodded wryly, memories flashing through his mind.
"You're lucky to get even 2 meals.
"Indeed," Card agreed. "If you'll follow me?"
The main building, Han had noted on the way in, seemed to be composed of 3 or 4 circular zones, centering on the great room with the strange tree growing through it. The room Card took them to now was in the layer just outside the great room, taking perhaps a quarter of that circle. A number of round tables were set up, with several of them already occupied.
"We don't stand on protocol regarding meals here," Card said, leading the way to a table in the center of the room.
4 people were already sitting there, 3 men and a woman.